Israel continues its phased withdrawal from the West Bank towns it entered 3 weeks ago. The Israeli army reported today its troops and tanks had left Jenin, the scene of some of the worst fighting. They are due out of Nablus, the largest city on the West Bank, by Sunday. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli troops pulled out of Jenin and the neighboring refugee camp, but kept both places surrounded by a tight cordon of tanks and troops. Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said the goals of Israel's three-week-old operation had been achieved. Ben-Eliezer said Israel will also pull out of Nablus and part of Ramallah by Sunday. But he said Israeli troops will stay in the area of Ramallah surrounding Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound and in Bethlehem until Palestinian gunmen holed up in the Church of the Nativity surrender. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says Palestinians don't take the Israeli pullback seriously, since Israel continues to enter new towns and villages.
But the fact of the matter, the incursions are on. Sharon refused the ceasefire because he said, I can't have a ceasefire before finishing what he called his operation. At the same time, I think that it's very clear to the whole world that Sharon's endgame is to destroy the peace process and to destroy the Palestinian Authority.
Erekat says the Israeli incursion has completely destroyed Palestinians' ability to govern themselves. He said that even if Israeli tanks and troops pull out tomorrow, the Palestinian Authority can no longer provide health, social, and educational services. In the United Nations, Secretary General Kofi Annan proposed sending a multinational force to the region to supervise the Israeli pullback. Yasser Arafat has repeatedly called for international intervention. The Israeli government says multinational forces work as a buffer between two nations that have made peace, such as Israel and Egypt, but not in the current situation. The UN also called for an international inquiry into Palestinian allegations of a massacre in the Jenin refugee camp. UN envoy Terje Larsson visited the camp yesterday and described it as horrifying beyond belief. He said he watched the corpse of a 12-year-old boy being taken from the rubble and said the stench in the camp seems to indicate many more bodies remain to be recovered. Israeli government spokesman Avi Pazner vehemently denies there was a massacre.
Because it is obvious now that there was no massacre. It is obvious that there was a fierce and ferocious battle between us and the terrorists which were trapped in Jenin. Jenin was the hotbed of fundamentalist terrorists of Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
International humanitarian groups say it will take weeks before a final death toll can be determined. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.